عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا، اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا، اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا، میں روضے پہ صلی علی نذر کر کے، بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا۔ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم۔ میں روضے پہ صلی علی نذر کر کے، بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا، مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا، مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا، میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا، میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا، ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر، خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا، ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر، خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا، مدینے میں جب قلب جا چور آیا، میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا، مدینے میں جب قلب جا چور آیا، میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا، قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر، ہر ایک رائے سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر، ہر ایک رائے سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، عجب کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اللہ give us all توفیق۔ Every night if we just read a few couplets which are easily available now, Even the English translation is available. It will help us tremendously to build the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the reality of Deen, which is tasawwuf, to have connection with Allah, make our Islah to become clean. Any person who becomes clean, he knows how nice he feels. Even if we bath every day, but when we take our Jummah bath is a complete different thing. You just feel different today. So if we take our spiritual bath, and all this is in that direction, then a person will get that real enjoyment, how a person who feels clean, put on clean clothes, put on attar, etc., how he feels like that, much more we will feel. So, and Allah Ta'ala has put great, great effect in the words of Hazrat. And why should it not be so? When Hazrat says that for his fast asleep, and suddenly his eyes just open, and then his pen just starts moving. He doesn't think what he has to write. He just starts writing. And when it came to an end, before Hazrat fell ill towards the end of his life, long before about the 10 years that he spent, that he was ill, long before that, when Allah stopped it, it just stopped. Hazrat Ash'ar just stopped there. So it was all from Allah Ta'ala. So these are very, very greatly inspirational poems. Allah Ta'ala give us the true effects of them. Gulistan Taiba se masroor hunga. I will get enjoyment in the gardens of Medina Sharif. And that is not the present Medina Sharif, but all the modernism and all now the photos that are being taken all the time. Not that, the real Medina Sharif. That even if we go now, but we put ourselves in that frame of mind of the Medina Sharif of the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. That is what will give a person great, great enjoyment. And we must not be distracted from the reality of Medina Sharif with all the tall, tall buildings, with all the modern things and the hotels and the systems of the hotels and in the Haram, all the photos that are being taken in the hotels, men and women mixing. We go and sit in the restaurant in the hotel and eat and buffet style, taking out food and sitting at the tables. Not that we should have in our mind, the true Medina. Then that real enjoyment will come. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga. I will run away, mafroor, from all the jungles of Ajam, all which are anti-Islamic, all the life in the world which is anti-Islamic, with Western way of life, Eastern way of life, the way of life of our forefathers, of our culture, whatever it can be, all, ever, everything else. I'll run from these things, Kulistai Taiba se Masroor Hunga, and I will find enjoyment in the gardens of Medina Sharif. Whether we go physically for Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, etc., or in our thoughts we go back 1400 years and we go to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person who runs away from this worldly life, gives it up, all this filth and dirt of the dunya, and he goes back again in time. And our progress is not going front, our progress is going back. The greatest epoch of history the world had ever reached was the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. The Khairul Qurun, that is the time of of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een. Never in the history of the world was such a time seen. Never till the day of Qiyamah can those times come back again. The times that were, those were the greatest. And any person who goes back to that time, and that is his progress. To be in that time, whether it is in our thoughts, our desires, our passion, to be in that time, that is the greatest. And how much we move away, whether it is with material possession, whether it is with big political titles and positions, whether it is this world and what the world has got to offer, that is, we are moving away from the greatest way of life in the greatest time of life. Medidare gumbat se mahmoor hunga. I will be I'll become, so to say, drunk by seeing the gumbat, the dome of the cover of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. That should give a person true joy, whether we go there and we see it, or whether in our thoughts we go there. And in our thoughts, anytime we can go, and easy to zoom in. We zoom on the computer, etc. Zoom in, yeah. You don't even need a computer. You don't have to worry of load shedding. Yes, our own load shedding when we're committing gunas, etc. And darkness overtakes us. That is our load shedding. But within ourselves, anytime we can be. We don't need Wi-Fi. We don't need anything. Wherever we are, we can zoom in. And we can go right inside the Rozai Mubarak also. And we can go right to the qabr of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and read our Salatu Wasalam and say our story, what we want to say. And we explain to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So a person, anytime he can go into that great deep trance and be there present. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. And when we do this, we will be noor. And sarapa noor, only noor we will be. And toor, the mount of toor, where Allah tabaraka ta'ala had revealed the Torah. And that mountain, what a mountain it became. So like that, any of us, any time we can become that. Wherever we are, we just have to harness our thoughts, focus ourselves. And the starting point will be our namaz. That in namaz we concentrate. Our namaz concentration is still so weak, very, very weak. And our zikr concentration, we don't make zikr regularly. And when we make, where our thoughts are still muntashir, they are all spread out in the wind in the four corners of the world. Our attention should be there also. And when that we will do, then we will see that by the thoughts of, we make this muraqabah of being at the Rozai Mubarak, being inside the Rozai Mubarak, and then see that noor that will come into us. And we will be like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam at the Mount Tur. Like that, Allah Ta'ala will give us those inner great enjoyments and pleasures. Kunao se apne mein ranjoor hunga. And I will be conscious of my gunas. And I will feel that guilt within me of all the gunas that I have committed. And this sense of guilt is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Fortunate are those people who feel guilty. And other people who commit great, great sins, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a munafiq commits great, great guna sin. And he takes it just like a fly was sitting on his nose and he made it fly away. And a mu'min, as small as guna, and it is like the mountain has broken down upon him. He's under a crushing mountain. Like that he feels. So we should also, that sense of guilt is a great ni'mat of Allah. When a person feels guilty of his guna. And if we don't feel that guilty of our past gunas also, we are not created to remember our gunas. Sincerely, we must make tawbah of our gunas. And then remember Allah. Talk of deen. Make the zikr of Allah. In that we should spend our time. When we should think again about our gunas, when shaitan whispers in our ears that you are a very big buzurg and you're a great person, and he puts this in our the thoughts like that in our heart, then think, I know myself. Where shaitan, you want to deceive me. I know myself what I have been through and what gunas I have committed. And that is the actual gunas. And then our gunas is in our ibadat. That our namaz, we have to make tawbah on our namaz, the type of namaz we are making. Therefore, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us the dua at the end of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Fortunate is that person who makes his namaz, he makes a lot of namaz, he makes it with concentration and devotion, and he feels guilty about it. And that person who makes the whole night ibadat, And at the end, he says, Ya Allah, I couldn't make your ibadah. Ya Allah, I've fallen short. Oh Allah, I've done nothing whatsoever. Please forgive me. Wabil ashar whom yastaghfirun. Those people who the whole night they make ibadah, and now in sehri time, the last part comes. When the night is going to get finished now, and the ibadat of the night, then they are making istighfar. No idea, no thought of boasting that I'm got up, I made Allah's ibadat. Their thought at that time, tawbah, istighfar. And who can ever fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala? Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, Oh Allah, we have not made your ibadat as we are supposed to make. So where are we? We don't come anywhere, any place, anywhere we come. So the tawbah, istighfar at that time. So a person who feels guilty about his gunas, bafaiz-e-shafaat, may maghfoor honga. And by the barakat of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have got that consolement in our heart, I will be forgiven. For example, a person reads the durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyam. By the barakat of that durood, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for us. And so many other amal that we do, and the durood sharif that we read, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for us. Our need is to connect ourselves with Allah and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. As much as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will forgive and his rahmatul lil alameen, but that also cannot compare with the rahmat of Allah. Just make our connection with Allah and be loyal to Allah as best as we can, and we seek forgiveness for our shortcomings, Allah's rahmat will be there to forgive us. We don't have to worry. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam calling the people to Allah, his cousin, his uncle's son, Qarun, Allah had given him lot of wealth, very, very wealthy. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, give the zakat on your wealth. Then this was too hard for him. He couldn't give the zakat. He felt it too hard. And for that he started his sinister plot against Musa alayhi salam, which unfortunately is carrying on till today also. When we don't like something what somebody is saying, then we start plotting against that person. And he started speaking to all the followers of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam came and he told us to make namaz. We're making namaz. He told us to keep roza. We keep it. Now he's telling us our money also we must give. What's wrong with this man? He's imposing on us on so many things. He started spoiling the minds of the people. How many people? We speak amongst the murids also. That now we have been told this, now this, now it's too hard for us. We can't manage it. There are many, unfortunately, who still follow in that trend. And we try and spoil the environment. We speak to the people and we spoil it. So he started speaking to all the people. Then they told him that you show us a way out. He's taxing us too heavy. He's demanding too much from us now. So he said, wait, I will make a plan. So he spoke to a woman who sells herself a prostitute and offered her a huge amount of money and told her that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking to all his murids, you must come there and then you must accuse him of having relationships with you, of having an affair with you. So he arranged it all. Musa alayhi salam was telling the people, as usual, advising them, giving them advice, turn to Allah Ta'ala, make your namazes, keep your rozas, everything what the commands were. And he told them also, and don't commit adultery. When he said that, she stood up. Somebody asked, and what if you committed adultery? He said, then I must be also punished if I committed adultery. So that woman stood up and said, you committed adultery with me. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave her the name of Allah. I ask you in Allah's name, that by the qasam of Allah, say the truth. Then Allah made it. She spoke out the truth. that this Karun, he had offered me this huge amount of money, and he told me to come and make this accusation against you at the time when you are sitting with all your followers, and I must make this accusation. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua to Allah, "Oh Allah, let them sink in the ground." And then Allah opened the ground, and they sunk up to their ankles. And they begged Musa alayhi salam for forgiveness. Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, let them sink more." They sunk up to their waist, and they begged, "Please forgive us. We have done wrong. We have done terribly wrong." And Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, let them sink even further." They went right up to their necks and throats, and they asked for forgiveness again. Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, let them sink, and let him sink till the day of Qiyamah, and till today he's sinking in the ground." Then this is the point I wanted to make for now, is that Allah Ta'ala told Musa, "Oh Musa, had they asked me to forgive them, I should have forgiven." That's the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. What a terrible crime, what a terrible crime against not only a man of Allah, a Nabi, a Ulul Azam, a great Nabi of Allah. But Allah said, had they turned to me, I should have forgiven them also. So Allah is that forgiving being that we must never lose hope. No, we don't take advantage of anything. This doesn't give us any license to commit gunas. But never forget that Allah is most forgiving. And our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, when Allah will offer him the throne on the day of Qiyamah, was the throne? Maqami Mahmood, the great honorable position, the throne on which he will sit, and as soon as he sits, he will go to Jannah. He will be taken, and with great honor, and the greatest honor that can be given to anyone, with that, he will be taken into Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will know that, but then he will accept it, put his hand on it, "I accept it. But I won't still sit on it, otherwise I'll be gone to Jannah, until my last ummati is also doesn't go to Jannah." So we must just make sure we are in the ummah. Like gunas, a person can commit big, big gunas. Accept it as gunas. Don't justify it. Don't make the haram halal. Keep it, "I'm a gunegar. I'm weak. I commit this gunas." That person will also be forgiven. Don't go out of the ummah. Don't make haram halal. Don't fall into shirk. Allah protect us. Kufr, shirk. We can have committed the biggest of gunas, but just remain in the boundaries. And that person will be also forgiven. And Allah's mercy knows no limits whatsoever. How Allah Ta'ala forgives. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Bafayz al-Shafa'at mein maghfoor honga, by the Shafa'at of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we will have been forgiven. So by Allah's fadl and Allah's karam, which is much, much more greater, how won't a person be forgiven? So keep our connection. Love the sunnah. Love Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Love Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif as much as we can. And then by that, we will get the shafaat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One person who was returning from Hajj. On the way at one place where they had stopped, they had put up, in those days of traveling, not like today we fly with the jet one point to another point, their traveling was so difficult. They reached at one point and his father passed away. And then he saw that his father's face turned dark and black. That means a bad mort he got. It's a very bad sign. So he was very, very disturbed. And in that, in his great worry, he fell asleep. And then he saw in his dream that a most beautiful, handsome person came and just rubbed his hand over his father's face, and his father's face became bright, full of noor again. He said, "My life be sacrificed for you. Who are you? And you have done this great favor to me. I was so concerned of my father, and now you have made him, you just passed your hand." He says, "Don't you know me? I'm your Nabi. I'm Sahib Quran. I'm the person that wahi came to me." So then he said, "Your father was a very great sinner. Because of his sins, he suffered that end. But he used to read a lot of durood on me. Because of that, I came immediately to his help. And now he's out of that. And there will be many people in the kitab, Ruhul Bayan. Not Ruhul Maani, Ruhul Bayan. Imam Suyuti, Rahmatullah Ali, writes, there are many people who die in a very bad condition with all their gunas. But with the day of Qiyamah, they will be raised up full of noor on their face. The malaika will be also surprised that these people died very bad death. They committed not gunas. Their faces became black because of the sins that they had committed. And today they are with noor on their faces. Then they will be told they had left people, their children, their family people, particularly the children, who kept on making isali sawab for them, who kept on making dua for them, and this changed their condition. From here we learn we must never forget our parents, our close people, our family people, always make isali sawab for them. And then by the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala changes their condition. Where they are in azab in the qabr, Allah puts them into Allah's rahmat. And they start enjoying there. So regularly for all the Muslims, our parents, our ustads, our mashayikh, anyone, make always a dua for them, pass sawabs to them, make dua maghfirat. This helps them tremendously. And the position, it goes higher and higher all the time. All the people who are in the qubur, in the graves, even the righteous and the pious who are enjoying there, but their position, all of them is like a drowning person who's holding on a straw. That is, in the sense that they are waiting that the people of dunya must send sawabs to them. Now they realize the value of doing good deeds and sawab, but they can't do. Those who are permitted, but no sawab for those actions. They will do those actions like reading Quran Sharif, making namaz, etc., but no sawab. And what the people of dunya, what they do, and we pass the sawab, that helps them tremendously. One person, he read three times Qul Huwa Allah and he passed it to a certain person. At night he dreamt of that person. And that person in the qabr told him, since I'm here, I've completed 700,000 Quran khatams. 700,000 Quran khatams. But that doesn't help me. No sawab for it in the akhirat. Sawab and reward for amal is in dunya. And the three Qul Huwa Allah you've read and sent for me, that raised my position very greatly. So this is the opportunity we have got. This is that we make isali sawab. One of the reasons Allah has kept us here, for to think of the marhumi, the whole ummah, and think of all of them, al-ahya wal-amwat, those who are living, those who have passed away, those who are still going to come, make isali sawab for all. That is for what we are here, for our own, to work for ourselves, for the marhumin. We are not here to waste our time for dunya and luxuries and comforts of dunya, and worse than that, the useless things of dunya, worse than that, the gunas of dunya, and then worse of that, the bigger gunas. And today, taking pride in all the filth and dirt and all that, we are not here for that, not at all. We are here for a very lofty mission, for a very little while. So little that nobody knows whether the next minute I'll be alive also. And we know how people are passing away. People are crying. My daughter, what my wonderful daughter. 1 week she was ill and she's gone. We cherished her, everything. And suddenly my father, suddenly he just coughed a little bit. And the next day he's no more there. So let us appreciate this time that we have. And look forward to the intercession of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And it is for those who read Durood Sharif. And many other amal also that will give us the intercession of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Medina. And when the dust, the sand particles will fly, when the winds of Medina blow, when that wind storm comes. And in Medina Sharif, it happens often, from time to time, that gust of wind, strong wind comes. And with it, now also, the Medina of today, all paved, tar roads. It's just like other cities of the world. But the Medina of those days, where all the roads weren't also tarred or anything. And there was a lot of the sand you would encounter. Now to see sand in Medina Sharif is very rare, very difficult. Before it was everywhere. So when that gust of wind blows, and it makes the sand of Medina Sharif to blow with it also. And usually at that time, everyone's hands first go to their eyes, cover their eyes. The sand mustn't go in my eyes. And if we can, we will take cover wherever we can, so that that sand must not reach us. That gust of wind must not blow on us. But a person who has got that connection with the true Medina Sharif, his connection will be, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. I will cover myself with such sand. I will go forward and look forward to it. That the sand of Medina Sharif is khak-e-shifa. It is the sand of shifa. It gives us cure. Not only of our physical ailments, but our spiritual ailments also. So I will be just too happy to cover myself. I will make it my cover. I will embrace all that that wind, that gust of wind, and with it the sand of Medina Sharif. I will embrace it and I will put it on my body. May roza pe salli ala nazar karke, and at the roza mubarak I will go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to and read salam, and when I present my salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course there is a world of difference of two people who are standing, one who has got connection with Nabi alayhi salatu and one person who has got no connection, and there he is standing and is looking at how all the lights and the tile work which is around there and all the carpets and all those things, and one who doesn't see any of those things, and his heart is with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That may be two different people. It may be the same person. When I came 5 years ago, I knew nothing about deen. I just came here, and perhaps even my istinja was not right. My wuzu wasn't right, and I'm standing here. I was standing in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now my spiritual condition also. Now I know who Allah's Nabi is, and to whatever limit Allah has granted a person. And now the same person, he sees the world of difference now of standing and reading durood at the roza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When I present this the durood, badil noor hunga. Bajan noor hunga. My heart will be also full of noor. My soul will be full of noor. The way where Allah's rahmat is pouring down 24 hours all the time. Even when the masjid is closed and there are no one to read salatu salam, but Allah's noor is pouring down at Roza-e Mubarak. More than all what the waterfalls of the world, Victoria waterfalls, Niagara, big waterfalls, where the water is falling all the time with what force and till what a distance the splashes go. Yeah, much more than that, Allah's rahmat is pouring down all the time. And we are the only people in the world by Allah's fazal, and people want to rob us of this great honor and distinction. Jews got nothing. Christians got nothing. We have got everything. And they want to make us feel we got nothing also. And we are happily accepting it also. And we are propagating it also. We are those people that we know exactly where our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is. And is 100% alive in his qabr also. And we stand at a distance of just 7 to 10 meters away directly from our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And 100% Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is awake and is alive in his qabr. He listens to our salam. He replies to every person's salam. By the qudrat of Allah, Allah has made it possible. We see, especially peak times, how you can't stop for 1 second. You just have to move. The whole crowd, how many people? But everyone, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is replying to their salam also. So, we have got that honor. Jews, they don't know where Musa alayhi salam is buried. You go for ziyarat, different places. Everywhere they show that Musa al-Islam is buried here. Isa al-Salatu wasalam, they got the wrong belief that he was crucified. Totally wrong from the root. And we know that he is in the heavens by Allah Ta'ala, in Jannat. And they can't reach there, of course. We, our Nabi is such that we just little bit formalities nowadays, getting your visa, booking your ticket, and you can be in front of your Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, and 100% you are by Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. And you can, badil noor hunga, bajaan noor hunga, and that full noor, but just make our lives worth, connect ourselves with a sheikh, correct our spiritual life, make the nisbat of Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, and then go for ziyarat, and see the world of difference. In fact, there are those people who physically make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from around the world, not only in their sleep and in their dreams, but while they awake, they make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make that effort that we can be wherever we are, and we can be in the khidmat and in the presence of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Madina ke anwar sham o sahar se, by the barakat of Madina Sharif, morning and night, in other words 24 hours, all the time, the special favors of Allah, that Madina is that place which the heavens envy Madina Sharif. That Madina Sharif has got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in it. Jannat is Jannat. We all want Jannat, but Jannat also at the moment hasn't got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam within it. In that, our Medina is more superior. That it has got Medina, it has got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the great, great, great Sahaba, Azwaji Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, who and who, what great. That is the Medina Sharif that has got all that. We must not be impressed with all the dunya things when we go there, and the souvenirs we buy, and we go to the museums. No, we must be, our mind must go 1500 years back. Back to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka. And all this is nothing but the kindness and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And I will be thanking Allah all the time. Ya Allah, me, I know what I am. Where am I fit to think of Medina Sharif? Where am I fit to be reading my tongue and Durood Sharif? The greatest wazifa, and my tongue, I will just thank Allah. How merciful, how kind, that Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma innaka, you know our gunas, but you still show your mercies upon us. You have qudrat to punish us, but you still pour your rahmat upon us. That Allah, how kind is not our Allah. So I will be thankful to Allah. Ya Allah, it's only your favors, not one bit from my side. From my side is only spoiling everything, destroying everything. Your great mercies, my Allah. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. Never ever will any type of pride come in me. Not takabbur also, that I'm better than somebody else. Not ujub also, that though I'm not better than anyone, that I'm good. No, that also not. I'm the worst of all, and it's only your mercy and your kindness. And I've got no words, no thoughts, no pen to write. Your mercies and your kindness on a person like me, you're showing so much mercy. Ya Allah Ta'ala, har ek amar mein raah sunnat pe chalkar, and in all my matters, this is now that making shukr to Allah. Everything of my life, I will follow sunnat. My wearing of my clothes, I won't forget my dua. When I take off my clothes, I won't forget the dua. When I enter the toilet, I won't forget with which leg I must enter. When I come out of the toilet, everything. When I'm in public with my friends, when I'm in privacy with my wife, all the time you will be there. Whatever I want to speak, I will first pay my attention to you. Ya Allah, you let me say the right words. You guide me, O Allah. Let me have the correct intention in all my matters. Har ek amar mein راہ سنت پر چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. بائی اللہ ہیلپ آئی ول بی ہیلپ بائی اللہ کائنڈنس آئی ول بی ہیلپ بائی اللہ. اینڈ ہو اللہ ہیلپ دین دیٹ پرسن ڈزنٹ ہیو ٹو وری فار اینی تھنگ. ہی از ان دا پروٹیکشن آف اللہ, ہی از ان دا سیکیورٹی آف اللہ, ہی از ان دا رحمت آف اللہ, ہی از ان دا برکت آف اللہ. ایوری تھنگ آل فور سائڈ is everything just goes right for him. So that is how we should have our relationship with Allah, that we follow the sunnah in everything and then the great help of Allah. And I will become isme maf'ool, mansoor. I will be mansoor. Not that Allah is helping me, I am helped. I am the helped one. That Allah is with me all the time. That great level Allah Ta'ala will make us. احد کے شہید اس کے خون وفا سے. اینڈ دین وین آئی گو ٹو احد وچ اے پرسن شوڈ گو ٹو لائک کوبا ایوری سیٹرڈے اینڈ میک نماز دے اینڈ گو ٹو احد آلسو اینڈ دیر دا شہدا احد ویئر دا 70 شہدا ہو ان ون ڈے دے گیو دیئر لائفز دے گیو دیئر بلڈ فار اللہ تعالی. وین آئی سی دیم اٹ وونٹ بی جسٹ اسال ثواب دیتا میک وچ وی مسٹ ڈو. And that we take a lesson also. But more than that, sabak leke pabande dastoor hunga. That they who gave their lives for Islam, I will also now follow the constitution of Islam, the Quran Sharif fully. When they, so great, honorable people, they gave their lives in one day, 70, and one sahabi, one shaheed of Uhud is more heavier than the whole ummah. And especially the ummah of today, where what value have we have got in front of those shuhada? And 70 of them who gave their lives, I will take a lesson from them. And I will also now become fully pledge myself and make amal on the constitution of Islam, the Quran Sharif, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll bring it 100% in my life. Madina mein jab qalb jaan chhor aaya. And when I've left my heart and soul in Medina Sharif, when finally I have to leave, I have to go back home again, but I went with an empty body, my heart and my soul, my love of my life, I left it in Medina Sharif. I left it by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. I will be mahjoor, that is, I will make hijrat. And I will be now deprived of Medina Sharif, but I won't be deprived. I will go away, but the love of Medina, my heart and soul will be there. But the love of Medina will be in my heart and soul, yeah. So I will be in Medina also all the time. And wherever I am, Medina will be with me also. Wherever I go in the world, I will be in Medina. And wherever I go in the world, Medina will be with me. Medina Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. And that person is the king of kings. That person is the wali of awliya. That person is the closest to Allah. Wherever he goes, Medina Sharif is with him. Wherever he goes, he is in Medina Sharif all the time. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar. And when we go to Masjid-e-Quba, which is sunnah to go on a Saturday morning, and there we will go and visit the masjid, and we will make our nafal namazes there, for which you get the sawab of a umrah. If you go there on a Saturday and you make your nafal namaz there, by the barakat of that, more than all that, har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga. I will take the lesson there and bring every sunnat in my life. Not only the sunnah of going on a Saturday morning there to Quba and make nafal namazes, but I'll make it the means for all sunnahs to come into my life. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities and let them come into our lives, and then see how enjoyable life is. And then see the purpose of life. When a person will fulfill its purpose, you have got some gadget, very beneficial, but it's packed away in the garage, some place where you even forgot it exists. Somebody came and they're cleaning the garage. Oh, you have got this. It can do this for you and that for you. Now he connects it for you, everything. And you see, oh, how lot benefit. Like that we have got all this treasure. But we're not connecting to it. connect to each, every Muslim by birth, Allah has given us all this, but we're not connecting, we're not using it. The greatest thing, just let us apply ourselves. So these are the beautiful ash'ar, one poem of Hazrat, one line, one stanza has got great benefit for us to correct ourselves, make our Islam, to grant us nisbat, what Allah, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what akhirat, to distance ourselves from shaitan and nafs, to distance ourselves from jahannam. We've got all the things at the tip of a finger. Everything is there. Allah give us tawfiq to bring it in our lives, inshallah.